friends. Hello, 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 and welcome to season one of Godly Noise. This is the season where we quiet everything else so we can finally hear the one true voice that matters. This podcast exists because life is loud. And if you've ever been overwhelmed by life, please tell me I'm not alone, flatlined by grief, or stuck with those runaway thoughts that you just can't seem to control, then you are in the right place. Me too, sister. This is a space for you, for me, to really connect and find a community of people who aren't hiding from their emotions around the overwhelm of life. There's so much good in life, and good can be overwhelming too, but there's also a lot of negative chatter in the world. And so our goal is to elevate God's promises and God's voice above the worldly chatter. We're going to go through some journal entries that I wrote many years ago, some fun family antics, I'm sure you can relate, and get a little messy when we talk about our testimonies. I'd love to talk about some biblical truth with you to help anchor you back into that sojourn to sanity or that pathway to peace. And that's the key. You don't have to have it all figured out to start moving forward or to be healed or to chase your dreams. Remember, Jeremiah was building with one hand and fighting with the other. And that maybe your life story too. So I can't fix your schedule. I can't fix your bank account. I can't fix your diagnosis. I can't fix your marriage. But I can remind you that you can handle what's in front of you. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." Peace doesn't always mean nothing's going on and everything is hunky-dory perfect. Peace just means we can rest in the promises of God. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." Anxieties about your kid leaving, moving off to college, anxiety about your hormones, whatever the anxieties are of the day, this world, this crazy loud noise world, cast them on him because he cares for you. He really, really does. Some days I'm listening to the negative noise and some days I'm listening to God more than ever. But I want to do this for you, for my kids, for whoever needs this. And I can't put it off any longer. I made a promise to myself that I would launch this, so here I am. It's going to be messy, probably some technical failure going on, might not be the best sound quality or the best videos, but we're going to get through it. So whether you tune in when you can't sleep and God's trying to tell you something, or you're crying in the car line with all the stress and wishing you could just, like, it would all just dissipate, right? You can't keep up with the Joneses anymore. I've been there. I'm here for you. I want to be that calm voice in your ear telling you it's going to be okay, just like my husband does to me almost on a daily basis. God bless him. We are not going to stay dark or be dark forever, but we do want to identify the things that are tripping us up so then we can move through the eye of the storm to see the sunshine. So let's walk through it together. If you're ready to take this journey, please subscribe, follow on Instagram, Godly Noise. I'll see you on the next episode as we start clearing out the clutter in your head, not always in your closet. God bless, friends. Until next time,